Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. The book of Romans, chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We are continuing in a series entitled The Faith Crises, and we're doing actually something I don't recall ever having done before, and that is continuing in one series for a long time. But the Lord has had us from the beginning of the year till now, one message after another as it pertains to the faith crises. You see, when God calls you to a work or to do something for Him, it brings you to a place of crisis. Now, the wonderful thing about the word crisis, you know, we think about crisis, we think about disaster. But the Chinese define crisis as opportunity. So God brings you to a faith crisis, a place where you're at a crossroads, whether you choose either to believe God and go on to be part of something great and wonderful that God is doing, or you choose to limit God and just kind of stay on that level of mediocrity and just enough. God is the God of more than enough. Anything, listen, anything He will really call, if God has called you to do something, I guarantee you, I stake my life on it, that it is bigger than you. It costs more than what you have in your hand. It takes more faith than you think you might have at the time. And that's why it's a faith crisis. Today we want to talk about the faith crisis and the truth that makes you free. You see, truth is a person. Sometimes people are, again, seeking the living among the dead. Truth is a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll take it a step further. Every answer you need, not some, every answer you need, every problem you have can be solved through Him. He is the answer. He is the truth. The problem today, again, back to that phrase, why seek ye the living among the dead? Many, even in the church, limit themselves to what they know to be the fact. One fact might be you don't have money. Somebody say that's a fact. Sometimes that may be the fact. But the truth, while the fact is you may be broke, the truth is God is Jehovah Jireh, my provision. See, there's something about truth we'll get into if you'll allow truth to take the place of your facts. The fact may be the doctor says cancer. That could be the fact. They might be able to show you and tell you. But the truth of the matter is, for the child of God, that by His stripes
I was already healed. In other words, healing is a provision for me. Hello, somebody. Let's take it a little further. AIDS may be the fact. You think AIDS is too big for God? But the truth of the matter is that he is a healer. You know, some say 39 stripes. You know, on the back of a citizen back then, 39 stripes save one. But they say in all those stripes are contained every disease ever known to man or that could stem from a known disease to man. Amen. So he bore everything already. Anything they might come up with. A strain of this. Jesus said, I already died for it. It's already taken care of. Just believe me. See, sometimes we have to take our believing to another level. See, some people are believing, but they're struggling with their believing because they're not giving him praise. See, you take faith to a whole nother level when you ain't seen nothing yet but the facts, but you start praising God anyway. You start thanking God anyway. You change your conversation from past tense and present tense to a future tense. I thank God I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. Come on, when you get serious about things like that, that'll get serious with you. Don't know where the money's coming from, start thanking God for the money. Like money's a problem with God. If he stands outside of time, do you know there are no laws governing God? The law is in God. He's above the law. That's why he can give you a miracle. When the facts say you're supposed to die, God can raise you up. When the facts say you got 6 months, God say, I'm going to give you 15 years. I'm reminded of Pastor Tony's testimony. He had his passport taken and he wasn't supposed to travel no more. They had revoked it. He wasn't supposed to leave the country anymore because of, you know, traveling on a one-way ticket, and they deported him and all that stuff. And we were at the airport, and I remember saying to him, God's going to bless you, but I said, let's pray. And God gave me this prayer. I said, Lord, you make eyes to see. Now make eyes blind. You know, some of you know his story. He went to get his passport not long after I left there. He went to get it. He was one of the first ones there. He was there all day. And the last one to leave, they went into the computer, couldn't find anything on him. Nothing. They couldn't find anything on him. He'd been deported from here. Passport revoked. They couldn't find anything. They got so mad at him when they had to stamp it, they threw it at him. That's what they did. But then the guy, when he was walking out, he said, Hamilton. He looked back at him. I think he said something to the extent of, travel safe. But God made eyes blind. Yes, he will. Faith. Let's take a look at this. Natural man considers all the facts. Even there are people today, you know, that don't believe in a resurrection. Because they're stuck on stupid. But they're stuck on facts. You know, you probably know somebody that all they want is the facts. Give me the facts. Well, that has its place. But natural man considers all facts. But here's the catch. What he considers limits him. The natural man considers facts. And to this world, he seems logical, stable, a man of understanding. But if you're only considering facts, you have put a limit on your life. Period. Especially a child of God. But the natural man, the humanist, the ones that would rather save dogs than babies, save the wild animals and, you know, the environment and killing babies. It's all right to kill all the babies. Crazy. Sometimes, like I said, your bank account, all you consider is what you don't have in the bank. It will limit you. What you are hearing or what you are seeing in the world today can limit you. It can put a bondage on you. Come on, I said it'll put a bondage on you. You'll be full of desire but afraid to move forward. That's the faith crisis. Full of desire, longing, but afraid because you're considering only the facts. All right? Now, on the flip side, the spiritual man, he knows all the facts. I know the doctor said cancer. I know the bank account is in the red. I know they denied me for the fifth time. Hello? He knows all the facts. But the difference between the spiritual man and the natural man, they both know the facts. But the spiritual man receives the things of the Spirit, which are truth. Somebody needs to catch that right there. They have nothing to do necessarily with facts. This is what we have to rise up above stuff, because God knows your facts. See, you just don't know where I come from or what I come out of. God knew that before you got in it. Amen. What you was gonna go through. Amen. Understand? Because if you allow it, facts, they'll get into your head. And yes, we don't deny facts. We don't live in denial. Don't misconstrue that. Some people live in denial. No. Yes, that's a fact. But over here on this side is the truth. And I choose the truth over this fact. How many know truth will change facts? Do you know when Jesus came, everything changed. Starting with time. It went from BC to AD. So everything in time had to change. It was affected by him. Who else is there that has that testimony? Nobody. BC, before Christ, and AD, after his death. Everything is, that's, everything hinges upon that. That ought to give somebody a clue. So the spiritual man knows all the facts. He knows there's no money. He knows that it's been said it's cancer. He knows that there's a paralysis. He knows all these things, but the spiritual man receives the word of the Spirit, which is truth. Now, the spiritual man, and whether you feel like you are spiritual or not, if you are saved, if you've been truly born again, and only you really know that, then there's a dimension of your life that is spiritual. You've been connected.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 25 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free. The body of Christ has entered into the season where faith is mandatory to enter in the next level of God. The natural man considers facts, but the facts limit them. Spiritual men receive the things of the Spirit, which is truth. The word of the Spirit is truth. Believers must choose the truth, Jesus, over the facts. Truth will change the facts. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.